Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying discipleship lessons in Luke's Gospel, and this is Appendix D, the Son of Man. Luke 5:24 is the first time in Luke's Gospel Jesus uses his favorite self-designation, Son of Man, which he uses a total of 25 times in this Gospel. He doesn't declare himself to be the Son of God or Messiah, though he acknowledges both of those titles at his mock trial just before he is crucified. Son of Man is what he calls himself. Why? Son of God was tantamount to declaring himself equal with God. If he had proclaimed this truth early in his ministry, his teaching ministry would have been cut short and he would have been crucified even sooner by the incensed religious leaders. Messiah, or Christ, the Greek translation of Messiah, had explosive political connotations. In Jesus' day, there was a very strong expectation for the Messiah to come and deliver Israel from her oppressors. If Jesus had openly declared himself as Messiah, his ministry would have become politicized. People would follow him as part of a nationalistic rather than a spiritual cause, and the Romans would have disposed of him quickly. Son of Man, however, wasn't nearly as laden with religious or political baggage. The phrase appears 100 times in the Old Testament, 93 of them in Ezekiel as a synonym for man. Apparently, the reason Jesus used this as his self-designation was because of its reference in Daniel 7, especially verse 19, that Jesus quoted at his mock trial. Read the larger context in Daniel 7, and you'll see glimpses of the heavenly throne room as portrayed in Revelation 20, verses 11 and following. I'm reading from Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Now I'm reading from Daniel 7:13-14. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The Ancient of Days, of course, is God the Father. The Son of Man is Jesus, who is granted authority, glory, power, worship, and an everlasting kingdom. These themes are woven throughout the New Testament, in the kingdom of God, the exalted servant, culminating in the book of Revelation. The term Son of Man has much rich meaning, but it was used enough times in the Old Testament as a synonym for man that neither Jesus' supporters nor enemies could seize upon it to subvert the course of Jesus' ministry as they might have with terms Son of God or Messiah. I hope that clarifies things for you. God bless you. Thank you.